Quran Pak also has rights. There are also rights of the Holy Quran. جس طرح ماں باپ کی حقوق ہوتے ہیں, بچوں کی حقوق ہوتے ہیں, wife کی حقوق ہوتے ہیں. There are حقوق of the neighbors, rights of Muslim fellow brothers and sisters. Likewise, there are rights of Allah Azza wa Jal and there are rights of the Holy Quran as well. What are the rights of the Holy Quran? تو سنیں, یہ بھی بڑا اہم ہے. It has been learned and mentioned that the Quran Pak has numerous rights. There are numerous rights of the glorious Quran Pak. It is the right of the glorious Quran Pak that it should be loved. The first haq of the Quran is that is Quran se muhabbat ki jaye. Number two, it should be recited. Number three, it is understood. Number four, it is believed in. Number five, it should be acted upon. And number six, it should be imparted to others as well. فلحال ہم چھ سمجھ لیں فلحال. That these are some important Madini pearls for us to understand that we should firstly love the Holy Quran. As I mentioned that if you love the Quran Pak, you will recite it. If you will recite it, you will understand it. And a lot of people who love the Holy Quran recite it, but many at times we just recite, we do not understand. Understanding is also a right of the Quran. Kaash, we understand the Holy Quran Pak. And then it should be believed in. If you're understanding it, you should have iman upon the verses of the Holy Quran without any doubt. And then further upon that, you should act upon the ayat and the orders of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then try and impart this to others as well for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, numerous virtues and excellence of the Holy Quran has been mentioned in the ahadith of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, continue reciting the Holy Quran. Recite the Holy Quran abundantly because it is this Quran that will intercede for you on the day of judgment. This Quran Pak will come in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and say, Ya Rabbana, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. This Banda stayed awake during the night and days and he recited me. Allahu Akbar. He recited me and he followed whatever commandments I had brought to him. Ya Rabbana, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. This Banda had followed me. He obeyed the commandments that you had mentioned. Ya Rabbana, forgive his sins. Accept my intercession on his behalf. The most merciful out of all those who show and do mercy, meaning Arhamar Rahimin, will then accept the intercession and the shafa'at of the Holy Quran Pak. This person will be forgiven. Allahu Akbar.